Thanks for joining us, Neil. Decent point in the end, but 2-0 up in control. What kind of went awry from your point of view?
Took a 17-year-old kid off, yeah. And the game went to pot. And I've just asked the lads in there. You know, it's not as though we're looking around at 17, 18-year-olds. I've got a back line of 29, 30. You know, Potts comes on at 30. I've got Smith's on there, who's 30, 34. Waddicker, who's 30. You've got experienced lads in. I don't know. It's one of them hard things to take because you're in control of a game and all of a sudden, a blink of an eye, you're 3-2 down. And that's, you know, listen, it's a good game of football. For a neutral, it's brilliant. It's, you know, it's New Year's Day. We've conceded 6 poor goals in 2 games and we've got to look at that, urgent look at that. And I know, James, I know there's you know, people say there's reasons, Curtis Jones dropping out, Drew Baker not playing today, Andy Hall's coming in, another centre-half partner, and you kind of, you know, you're trying to blend in relationships, but it's not good enough to throw away a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, third time this season, so you've done that. On the flip side, obviously, heads could really have dropped, and and Ratcliffe were pretty relentless at that stage of the game, but you got a great finish from Linney. The side did settle and battle back and get a point.
Yeah, you've got to be proud of them. And I just said that in there. Listen, someone would have said you're going to take 13 from 15 points. I snapped the hand off and probably a point away at Ratcliffe, you know. But we go to place like Buxton and win. You know, people didn't think we would. So there's always going to be up and down moments in a season. I'm still here pretty deflated because I think we've done enough for 50 minutes to win the game convincingly. We then we have a 20-minute period where we switch off and like you said, character in the end. Regans is a great finish and, you know, a great goal. But, you know, on the reflection, James, you want to come here and you want to win.
Duckworth going off, was that a knock? Or
yeah.
Is he a doubt then?
So young Harry's got a cracked rib. And then Joe started getting a pain in his lower back. So we tried to play him as long as we could do from half-time. So I don't know. You know, I don't know because he's scored another goal today. Looks a bit of a live wire. But it's, you know, a tough one, really.
We edged the man of the match to Linney with the 2 goals, but we're going to give it to Jonathan Smith one day because he, to us, I don't know what you felt in the later part of the game, but he is somebody who just is there. He does such a solid job, and you oddly almost don't notice what he's doing.
And I said at half-time, when she was a fly on the wall, I said, Smudge, you probably haven't touched the ball many times, but you've been our best player. You know, he took care of Linnegan. You know, he scores an own goal for us today, but, you know, I want the keeper to come through and take the lot there. I don't want him to stay on his 6-yard box because Paul's swearing, Smudge tried to get on it. But he has a great game again. You know, he's let a few lads know in there. He's let Lavercombe know in there that he's got to do better for the maybe 2 or 3 goals, really. And, you know, that you don't expect that off Danny's best keeper in the league. No. So sometimes you've got to take responsibility.
So, looking forward now, very important to get results in these games that are coming up.
There's 54 points to play for. I'm pretty certain that 35, 36 gets where we need to be this season. With 71, 72 points. So, listen, we've got 2 huge games now, Warrington and Bamber Bridge. You know, Warrington at home, I think they beat Bamber Bridge today, and Bamber Bridge are doing great this season. So, you know, there's no easy games now. There's no easy games. And that's why I am delighted with the previous 4 games, because the opposition that we've played, to get maximum to come here today, and, you know, it's a derby, difficult circumstances. We got a point. We're 13 from 15. We're 5 unbeaten, which is incredible. It's just the manner of how we've dropped the points today, which is disappointing. And, you know, probably if ever time again, you know, look at the subs. Don't know. You know, Doddy was really tired legs today. You know, and throwing him on might have got him an injury. We're due to lose Andy back to Altrincham unless we extend it. So Doddy needs to be ready to step back in there. So, but I don't think. No, but I'm going to be critical. I don't think the subs did enough when they went on today. And I think if you want to get in, and that's my captain as well. You know, it's everyone. I don't think we. You know, I know he's been out, but I don't think they did enough.
I mean, when you sent Potts on, you must have been thinking we're in control. This is to be a great, ideal game for Michael to find his way back in, and all of a sudden.
I told him not to go and get involved, and you know he did try and go and get involved. There was big gaps and. Donoghue got caught too high up the park too many times. It's one of them. I've been a player. You know, there's nothing worse. You're 2-0 up. It's the worst goal in football. It goes 2-1. It goes 2-2. And all of a sudden, your mind's going all over the place. So you've got to applaud the character for him to get back in, like you said before. And, you know, we keep the unbeaten run going, James, which is massive. Yeah. You know, it's massive. And I think we're only one of 3 teams now to go unbeaten in 5 games or more this season. So, you know, we'll take that.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Neil. 2 cracking games over Boxing Day, obviously. But thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again very soon.
Happy New Year, everyone listening. Yep. Cheers. Thank you.